Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And good morning. Glad you're with us. I've got two doctors with me again today, but oh no, we will have three doctors with us for the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine this morning. Also the third hour, also on another station, but we've got today Dr. Jerry Mixon, we've got Dr. Samara Umat, and for the 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Reuben Maiden. He's a good friend of all of ours, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes. Saved my life. I kind of like the guy. Anyway,
yeah,
he's a cardiologist.
On the other hand, Vicky didn't get the insurance payout.
That's Jerry, the downside.
Stop.
The downside.
Jeez.
You know, there's a good and bad for everything in life, right?
That's right.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Not everybody can say that of the three doctors when I was on the table, two of the three doctors didn't think I was getting off. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Reuben Maiden said he was going to keep me alive, and he did it.
Yep, and that's good.
And so he'll be here. Cardiology, actually been trying to get him forever, but because of the pandemic and what have you, it just hasn't been possible. But he'll be here. Really looking forward to that. Now, in the meantime, I think everybody obviously is quite concerned about the president.
That's right.
There's obviously the loonies that don't want him to get better. Sad state of affairs. But maybe you guys ought to talk about what the president is going through and some of the treatments and stuff like that. How about that?
Yeah, Jerry, you and I talked about it briefly last night when after my work day, I finally, you know, said, okay, let me find out what's going on. First of all, you know, very tragic news, but hopefully he'll come out of. He's a fighter. He and Melania, we wish them both very good health and a speedy recovery.
Not too concerned about Melania.
You know, yes, she's younger.
She's 20-something
and milder
years
symptoms.
Younger, and she's lean.
Yeah, and she has milder symptoms
right.
as well.
Well, that's partly why she has milder symptoms, though. She's young and lean.
Yes, you Dr. Mixon.
Unfortunately, Mr. Trump is old and fat, and that is not a good combination.
Right.
You know? But he's getting an interesting therapy, or he got an interesting therapy. He got 8 grams of Regeneron's new
monoclonal antibody cocktail.
Yeah, and cocktail is the key word there because it's two separate monoclonal antibodies.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I kind of raise an eyebrow at that is there's only 275 people on the planet that have ever had that therapy.
Uh-huh. Really?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
You know, it's
very few.
It is a drug that has not gone through the approval process, has not even gone through stage 2 and 3 trials yet.
Well, they were going to apply for stage 3 trials.
Yes. But they haven't. And what they've done, though, is they have applied for compassionate use.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Tuesday, they got a compassionate use approval.
Yeah. But, you know, they have been around for a while, mm-hmm. and their treatment worked for Ebola. So they have some experience in the field.
Right. So. Yeah. And monoclonal antibodies are being used for a fair number of things.
That's right.
This particular cocktail, however, mm-hmm. has only been used on 275 people thus far. Maybe 276 now with the president. I just thought it interesting that you give the president of the United States a drug that is, by any definition, experimental. But what it does is it these two different monoclonal antibodies basically act as though they are your own antibodies to the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're most effective in people that do not make a good response.
That's
and,
right.
Of course, older people have a sluggish response for making antibodies to fight the virus.
Their immune system.
Exactly. Yeah. Their antibody response right. to the virus. And so you want to treat them early in the disease.
Precisely. But it also helps people who are responders with their own antibodies. It turns out that people who do not make good antibody responses recover in about 13 days on average with this drug. And those that are good antibody responders get a boost mm-hmm. and recover in about 8 days mm-hmm. on average.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it shortens the illness and decreases mm-hmm. the risk of getting serious sequela.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news. You're mm-hmm. trying to start it. And of course, he received it on his first day of diagnosis. So, you can't give it to him before he's diagnosed. And the very first day of his diagnosis, he got 8 grams intravenously, which is the high dose. It comes as a 4 and an 8 gram therapy, and he got the 8. So, the idea is to use these artificial antibodies to make up for the fact that he's an overweight 74-year-old, and that his own antibody response will accordingly, is more likely to be kind of sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as a young
All
person.
Right.
And then the other parts of the cocktail.
Well, yeah, the other thing that he's taken is obviously he's on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Smart.
He's on zinc.
Zinc, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
And he's on famotidine.
Pepcid, yes.
And he's on 1 aspirin a day.
Maybe aspirin a day, that's right, yes.
But, the famotidine is more effective at preventing infection than it is at treating infection.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only downsides of famotidine are obviously it neutralizes stomach acid. If you take it for too long, you decrease your iron, your vitamin Bs, and so on.
Well, sure.
Absorb them well.
What are you talking about?
Pepcid. But long term.
People know what that means.
Yeah, anytime you turn off stomach acid.
Yeah.
But once more, you're talking about short term. You're not talking about years and years and years.
Exactly. And then melatonin? Interesting.
Melatonin,
I was like, okay, interesting.
Well, and melatonin has been shown to boost the immune response.
Yes. Yeah, it has actually. You're right.
And so, in fact, there are oncologists,
mm-hmm.
cancer doctors, that use very high doses of melatonin to help stimulate the immune response to fight the cancers. we generally don't go over about 10 milligrams at bedtime. At our high dose.
Generally,
start with
yeah.
1,
yes.
and then 3, and then 5, and then mm-hmm. finally up to 10. There are oncologists that are using 60 and 80 milligrams of melatonin.
Really?
Yeah, trying to really boost that immune response. My problem is with that is when you start getting really high doses,
mm-hmm.
you get a lot more disturbing nightmares
yes,
and dreams
do.
Become so vivid you have trouble discriminating between the dream and reality.
Yeah.
Because it is a neuroactive drug as well as an immune system drug. That's
right.
why it makes us drowsy in appropriate doses. So it can actually disrupt sleep. Of course, if the choice is fight your cancer or have a poor night's sleep.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But at any rate, there in theory,
it
might help him to fight the virus.
And also then they gave him the remdesivir treatment last night.
Yeah.
So he got the first dose of the antiviral drug as well.
So he's getting just about everything we know of that works. Yeah. Interestingly,
yeah.
the hydroxychloroquine is not on his drug list.
That's right.
So.
Isn't that something? Well, wasn't he taking it? He was taking it every day, I thought.
I have heard that at one time he was, but I don't think that's been recent.
Yeah, that could be.
So, at any rate, hopefully he'll do well. He did send out a little tweet this morning saying he's doing well and, thanking everybody for their concerns.
Good. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, let me give out the toll-free number because we are going to take a whole lot of calls today, especially with Dr. Reuben Maiden, yeah. our resident cardiologist, who will be here at 9 o'clock. But give us a call, toll-free number, 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770. So what else is in the news? Well, there's virtually nothing else. You can't go anywhere and they're all talking about this, what we've been talking about. There's nothing else happening other than the media is making all sorts of nasty comments. And
well, I thought it was kind of funny that one of MSNBC's hosts was claiming that the Trumps were faking this to get sympathy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's...
that's MSNBC. What are you going to do?
Well, or CNN or whatever. Okay. ABC, NBC, CBS. They're not happy with him ever. Again, 800-465-8770. You call now. We will get you on the air immediately. You, young lady, are having a wonderful experience, getting a wonderful response with Beautiful You, our new radio show every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on KTTH. That's fun.
That's super exciting. Goodness.
Isn't today the 10th?
10th, yes.
The 10th show. Yes, I can't. Yeah. That's not even possible.
Yeah, time flew by.
the reason we started that show is because Bella Medica, yeah, which has been the aesthetic division of Longevity for at least 15 years, just decided that, hey, we're going to expand. We're going to grow. We're sort of having a re-grand opening this month, October. And so there's a lot of new things going on, including all of the new equipment. Jerry, you bought just a ton of just really
yes,
incredible advance.
Christmas came early this
year. Yes, it did. For you. Because you run Bella Medica. You oversee totally Bella Medica. So this has been fun. The machines are actually... all of the new lasers are pretty much functioning now or very shortly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very close.
What's the status?
Well, we had to rewire some of the rooms, which was a
delay. That's true.
Yes.
You know, because they come with their specialized plugs and we couldn't plug them into the walls.
That's right.
But, we are getting there, tuning them up one at a time. And these are kind of some fancy gizmos.
Yes. So, and how about just, we've only got a couple of minutes before we have to take our first break. So how about a 2-minute explanation of all the things that we can do at Bella Medica aesthetically?
Non-surgical rejuvenation of the face and body now. So if you don't want any surgical approach, but the time and gravity are taking their effect on you, on your face and on your body, we can help the face and the body. So in the face, it's facial rejuvenation, fine lines, volume, brown spots, veins, removal of veins, pigmentation. And on the body, it's body contouring. So it's that difficult pockets of fat that you can get rid of no
matter
how. Muffin
tops, love handles, uh-huh. What else?
And then
tush.
Yes, arms.
Arms, body contour, not a weight loss technique. This is for people, not obese people that want to lose weight. This is for people who just have trouble with certain special spots.
That's right. That's right. And then followed by that, we do the radio frequency for the skin tightening to stimulate more collagen formation. And we can do that around the eyes, on the face, on the body, abdomen, and also vaginal for tightening. So for postmenopausal women or women who've had children where there's a lot of laxity and they have symptoms, we can help rejuvenate that without going through surgery.
Boy, lots of, and it's fun. I know you're like a little kid in a candy store now because we've had the latest lasers. We now have just added the body contouring, for example.
Yeah, just when I was very comfortable with what I was doing, Dr. Mixon decided to challenge me again, and my neurons are firing.
That's right. But it's really exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
And so the 1 o'clock show, which we call Beautiful You, sort of our theme is, folks, you are beautiful, and we want the whole world to know it.
Yeah.
So we do free consultations, just like we do for longevity with the free health analysis. Mm-hmm. We do free consultations.
It's called the Beautiful New You Evaluation.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Because you wrote that word or those words. That was you.
The Beautiful New You Evaluation.
Right.
Love
we took
it.
The name of the show and stuck new in there. What's really fun is when we hear about longevity, we hear all the time, daily, literally, I feel from our patients that they feel better now than they felt 5, 10, often 20, 30 years ago. I'm a 20-year-old being able to say that for 20 years. Anyway, with Bella Medica, people and our patients are saying the exact same thing. I look better now than I did 5 years ago, than I did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're saying it. Yeah. It's fun.
Well, longevity medical is designed to make them function and feel better. Mm-hmm. And then Bella Medica is to make them look better.
If that isn't a 1-2 punch that you can't beat.
Seems to fit. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful marriage.
Well, and actually, this is one thing I think we need to emphasize more. The relationship between longevity and Bella Medica, obviously, is critical. Mm-hmm. Understanding the health aspects to aesthetics is a tremendous advantage over just running through Google and looking for the best price on some treatment, tattoo removal or skin tightening or what have you, from people that don't understand the relationship between aesthetics and your health. The perfect patient for Bella Medica is the longevity patient because we're coming from health from the inside out, just the outside. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right. It's kind of an art and science.
That's right. So anyway, tune in today, 1 o'clock, and I think we're going to have fun. I think we've got somebody calling in, one of our patients. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. Yep. I can't wait. 1 o'clock today, right here on KTTH. Now, if you would like to know, by the way, there are some specials going on at Bella Medica because it's October, our re-grand opening.
Are these the Halloween specials?
No. We'll get a little closer. Maybe we should do the last week of October.
The Harvest Festival.
That's some sort of ghoulish something. We'll remove your nose. No.
No.
Anyway,
we know some plastic surgeons that can reshape it.
That's right. Well, what we're doing for Bella Medica, I mean, this is a big deal. We're giving away $100 of free skincare products for people that come in for a free, beautiful new you consultation. And you can make your appointment right online at bellamedica.com. You really ought to go there. Look at we got videos, pictures, a description of all the things that we do. Make an appointment and get the $100 of free skincare products. And not the cheesy stuff you get at Bartels. This is high-end, very high-end skincare products at bellamedica.com. We'll be right back. We'll take some calls.
I'm just so pleased, and I just want people out there to know that they should go to your seminar. That's what we did, and, it just made a difference. I never, ever had this much energy before, as long as I could remember. And I cannot believe the difference in my husband, internally changing him. I mean, he's honestly getting more confident. And just listening to the radio, you think, oh, you know, it's an advertisement. But when you're actually here and going through it, it's just a life changer.
Happy to have the music back.
Yes, that's a long story. But the oldies are back on Leading Edge Medicine, so that's fun. But the testimonial was just a killer. That testimonial. I wish I could have written that. There's nothing more beautiful. Her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Her marriage. How many times have we heard from couples of what a difference it makes? And not just libido, you know, that's always a nice thing when libido comes back.
Libido is nice, assuming it comes back in both of them at the same time.
Yes, that helps.
That's right.
You
know,
when there's a mismatch, there's always a problem. But yeah, just the energy and the optimism.
Yeah.
The looking forward to life instead of looking
that's
forward
right.
to the grave. You know, I remember a patient many years ago that I thought said it the best of all.
Okay.
He told me, since I've started on the therapy, he said, I I have an endless view of my future.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful.
Because he had reached an age where he was, you know, he was afraid to look ahead too far because he knew the end was coming because he was going downhill. And it was shortening his view of what was possible.
Yeah, it doesn't take a genius to know when you're going downhill fast.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
And then when we, you know, when we turn that around, that was his response is, you know, I now have an endless view of my future.
Isn't that incredible? And I think with the pandemic, it's just made it that much more obvious that, hey, there's never been a better time to get serious about your health. I mean, this is real life stuff. Once you hit 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80, we start thinking, I don't like going downhill. Mm-hmm. And if there's something you can do. The problem, Jerry and Samira, is that so many people have bought into the lie that because you get older, you have to go downhill like everybody else.
Well, I think you just, I need to parse that just a bit.
Good.
Okay. I don't want you to go downhill like everybody else, because most people go downhill far faster than they need to if they use what science now offers us. Okay. But eventually time and gravity win.
Yes.
I mean, doggone it.
I mean, I have often said time and gravity, twin bitches of the universe. We can't, I mean, they get us. we don't really like what they do, but we can delay, we can move back uphill a ways.
Yeah.
And then we delay that decline as much as we, as much and as long as we can.
That's right.
Recognizing that, sure, eventually we're going to go downhill and die, but I want it to be as far in the future as practical.
But you see, at that time, as you're talking about these things, what you're adding to your life is quality. Mm-hmm. And that's the key here. You know, how you decline is up to you today. And it wasn't 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have the choices that we have today. So it is basically your choice. Mm-hmm. Either, as you said, Jerry, you can buy into it and say, okay, well, my insurance will pay for my medications as I get older. I'll just use them and I'll deal with the side effects. They'll give me another drug to deal with the side effects. Or you can say, I can capture this and make myself be more vibrant and live my life and enjoy the quality in my life with everybody else around me that is important to me. Mm-hmm. Your family, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, whoever that might be, coworkers.
You know, yeah. I mean, I'm 73 now. I feel so sorry for people when I'm out on the Cross Kirkland Trail and I'm running my 4 miles in the morning, that I see people my age that are doddering along.
They are doddering.
They're walking at their best, but they're, you know, I go zipping by them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can outrun them. I can outjump them. I can outlift them. I'm leading a much better quality life than they're leading. And I just feel sorry for them. I said, you know, I wish I could wake you guys up and come enjoy an enthusiastic life again. But some folks, I guess you reach a point where you no longer care that you no longer care. And if you don't,
that's true.
If you no longer care, nobody can do it for you.
That's
true. This is something we can't do to you. We can't do it for you. We do it with you. It's a cooperative venture, but you have to be willing.
We're your coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We're your coach, but we can provide the medications. We can provide the hormones.
Yes.
We can provide the measurements. But you have to have enough emotional energy to want to have a better life.
Oh, for sure. So I have a nice gentleman. I was speaking to him yesterday. He's in his mid-50s, so a little bit younger. He was showing off. He was telling me that he went on a bike ride with some of his friends. They rode 600 miles over 5 days. So over 100 miles a day.
My goodness.
And
120 miles a day, yes.
On average, yeah. And so he said, well, you know, one was a little bit older than me and the other one was a little bit younger than me. And they both hurt and they were both done every day when we were done, but I had no pain and I was ready to keep going.
He's one of our people.
Yes. He's one of our people.
This sounds like you're making it up.
I'm not. It was such a fun conversation.
And the the truth is, obviously, we are not making it up.
No, he's been our patient. He and his wife both are our patients. Wonderful family. And he, in March, he had told me about his plan. So, you know, COVID had put a little delay on it. Then the fires delayed it a little bit more because their plan was actually to go all the way to New Mexico. But they had to come back. So now they're going to go back. Uh-huh. And so he's training for it. And he and I talked about his labs and, you know, just what he's doing and how he's feeling.
What
good.
An incredible advantage longevity
is. I mean he's taking acetyl-L-carnitine. He's taking alpha-lipoic acid. We're boosting his antioxidants. He takes tons of vitamin C, and it just keeps him going.
Yeah, and he's got his growth factors where they are. So that
absolutely does.
When he exercises, he makes muscle, bone, tendon, ligament, you know, instead of letting these things thin out with age.
Yeah, getting your hormones, balanced properly.
Yeah.
Gosh, what an advantage that is. Okay. Well, I'm speaking right now to people that are sitting at home. Maybe you're in your car or even at work. That's great. And we're talking about you when we're talking about people that have just not quite yet believed us. That this is what our patients are telling us. They are. And if you want to take just a baby step and have a free health analysis appointment, well, Jerry, that's why we came up with the free health analysis appointment.
Yes, it is.
Was because of that skepticism. It's actually not quite rational, because I don't think anybody thinks we're, you know, our listeners think we'd get together and just make up all these stories, you know, and they're starting to say, well, okay, maybe for me too. So
patients keep calling into the show though and say, well, I've been a patient for 17 years. And,
well, like this last testimonial coming back from the last break, this is for real folks, and longevity could be a blessing for you too. So here's the deal. I'm looking at an email that Bia sent me just yesterday, and we have 16 appointments, or at least 16 appointments available through October 23rd in all three of our clinics. I think 18 here in Kirkland, 22 in Linwood, 16 in Tacoma. We've got you covered. And so if you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, all you do is go to our website and click the button that says schedule an appointment, and the three clinics will show up on your screen. You select, maybe you live in Tacoma, obviously, select Tacoma. The schedule for the Tacoma Longevity Medical Clinic actually comes up on your screen. You'll see the appointments that are available. They're highlighted by being bold. You'll see it. You click on it, and that's your appointment. Might be like Tuesday at 10 o'clock or Wednesday at 3:30, that kind of a thing. You click on it, and it's yours. And you get the two free tests, the blood test, the special in-body test, two things that'll help you understand what some of your basic health concerns are, your health risk, what yours are. And then you have the information you need to make intelligent decisions as to whether longevity makes sense or not for you. And to make it even better, again, because of that skepticism, we're offering you a choice of two gifts, $100 of free longevity supplements, or our two fitness books and our fitness bands. Really cool. A lot of people are doing those. But either one, either $100 of free supplements, and we have, what, Jerry, 30, 40 different supplements that we manufacture?
A lot. I lost track a long time
ago. Yeah, I counted, Jerry. I mean, you created them. Anyway, so $100 of free longevity supplements, or the two fitness books that we wrote also, and the fitness bands. Just for coming in, taking that baby step, it may be a crossroads in your life. If you're not happy with the aging process, please just take this step. And it's on us. Go to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Make that appointment, and you will be glad you did. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll speak to David from SeaTac. He has shoulder issues. I've had shoulder issues in my life. I've had four surgeries, four rotator cuff surgeries on my right shoulder. So David is next. And then the other lines are open. So if you want to ask Dr. Mixon or Dr. Umat a question, here's the number, 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770.
Gone to my doctor, then I found out I had osteoporosis. She wanted me to go on the traditional female hormones. And then I heard Dr. Mixon on the radio, and the seminar just blew me away. Because then I realized there were really good options that were different, and I didn't have to take the traditional route. Within 3 months of being a patient at Longevity, I had my energy back. I could feel happy again. You won't be sorry that you attended one of these seminars.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
Hey, 35 minutes past the hour. Quick reminder, Dr. Reuben Maiden is our guest starting at 9 o'clock, our resident cardiologist. Well, he's not our resident. He doesn't work for Longevity, but he's the guy we always call. That's at 9 o'clock. All right, 800-465-8770 is the number to call. We've got a couple of lines open now, so you call in and we will get to you soon. Right now, let's go to SeaTac and talk with David. Hey, David.
Hello, David.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Help?
So I've actually, if we have time, I've thought of another thing I'd like to talk to you about as well, but first off, it was so bizarre that I'm not sure that it's accurate, but so my father had a injury back in high school. He was on the high school gymnastics team, and he was on the parallel bars and messed up his shoulder, and for years he's had just a little pain, you know, but about a year and a half ago, he had so much pain he could hardly lift his arm above his waist, and it's gotten a lot better since then, but he talked to his doctor about it, and his doctor thought he actually has some dead tissue in there after all those years, and that didn't make sense to me. So I thought I'd run it by you guys and see what you think. The reason his doctor said that was because he tried to massage it with a massager to try and loosen it up. And it made him ill. He got his whole body got achy, and he got sick to his stomach.
That's interesting. I'm not quite sure why that reaction. You know, shoulder injuries in your youth are pretty common, especially people like gymnasts that are supporting their entire body weight with a shoulder. You know, our hips and knees and ankles are designed to support our body weight, not so much our shoulders. Especially if he's doing, you know, trapeze and
parallel bars,
and where he's really, really stressing those shoulders with, I mean, sometimes the impact forces are 4 or 5 times your body mass on those poor joints.
Sure, but the range of motion on the shoulder is incredible. It allows you to do that.
It does, but damage to the ligaments and to the tendons is very common.
Yeah, repetitive trauma will cause injury later on, and post-traumatic degenerative changes or arthritis is a common entity.
Right. And then as you age, those ligaments tend to get weaker, thin out, are more prone to injury. So it's not unusual for people that have minor injuries in their youth to feel those injuries, you know, accelerate in severity as they get older.
That's right.
You know, I would be surprised if he had, quote, dead tissue in there.
That's odd to me.
Yeah. Certainly, I wouldn't want to make that diagnosis without an MRI that allowed me to really look at the textures of the tissues within the joint space. More likely, he's just getting added arthritic changes and just generalized degenerative changes of aging. But, you know, there are a lot of things that can happen. Yeah,
tendonitis, or, you know, like I said, degenerative changes, vascular compromise. More commonly, it's probably a tendonitis.
Or even a bursitis.
Bursitis is very common as well, yeah.
Especially in older folks that are using it. Is he still exercising, doing, you know, weightlifting or overhead presses or anything?
Well, he started exercising quite a bit around that time to try and get this taken care of. And he's made a lot of improvements. So he also changed his diet, which he credits to helping him, but he still has some problems with his shoulder. So he went to only eating meat and some cheese, and he lost 40 pounds. And he looks great. His skin, you know, he doesn't have the liver spots as much like he used to. His skin looks nice, and he lost a lot of weight. It's also periodic fasting is what he's doing. So he's going 12 hours between meals. But.
Good. All right. So, you know, he's making some dietary changes. I worry about people that exclude vegetables from their diet completely. You know, we are designed to have those polyphenols and fiber that we get from our veggies. So I'd recommend that if he wants to restrict his diet, he, you know, perhaps restrict the grains and the breads and the pastas and so on, and add some good vegetables with his diet, with his meat and cheese.
Yeah.
But his
line of thinking is actually along those lines as well. What he's planning to do is eat seasonally. So in the spring and summer and stuff, he's going to eat a lot more leafy greens and vegetables, and then the winter he's going to eat more meat, kind of like what people would have typically done in the past. And so that's what he's planning to do, is he's eating meat now, and then the spring and summer he's going to eat more vegetables and leafy stuff.
Well, he's an adult. He can do whatever he wants.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that the polyphenols are actually especially important in older people. They tend to lower our risk for a wide variety of cancers. So, you know, if he's not going to be eating much veggies, at least get him on teas. Okay, black tea. Yeah, oolong. Green tea is probably the most effective anti-cancer among the teas. But yes, he should be having 4 or 5 cups of tea a day. He'll get a good mixture of polyphenols if he's determined not to do veggies.
Well, his logic is if you can't grow the tea in the winter, you can't drink it. I mean,
I'm going by what the science says. Not
I know that's the point I'm trying to make. There are lots of places on the earth where you can find vegetables all year long.
Yes.
Maybe he should fantasize living in that part of the country or the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I think that's great. If I could get him to start eating some vegetables, I think that would be good for him.
We human beings are not obligate carnivores. Okay. Carnivores have a very short gut. They have teeth designed to rend and tear flesh. Human beings have a moderate length of gut. Our gut is not as long as herbivores. We cannot process grasses and leaves and stuff nearly as well as the herbivores do. We're designed to eat just a little bit of everything. You know, if it doesn't eat us first, we eat it. And so we eat plants and animals and roots and berries and all sorts of stuff. And that's how our body is made. So I tell him, don't be too restrictive. You know, we were never really designed for a lot of grain, because the only grains our ancestor got was in the fall when the grasses started making grass seed, and you could harvest some of the grain. Because that's really wheats and oats and so on they're grasses. They're grasses that we have selected to make great big seeds we can grind into flour. But
I guess my other concern would be that meat is pro-inflammatory, and if he's trying to decrease inflammation, then, you know, that's not probably the best choice or source for protein. There are other vegetarian sources of protein that I would probably encourage a little bit more.
Although he's lost 40 pounds of fat, and fat is inflammatory.
Granted.
So that's a help.
Granted.
Too. So there's a trade-off.
Granted. But now that he has reached, hopefully, his ideal weight or close to it, he can then modify and then eat more of a healthful and variety of foods.
Yeah, lots of fiber, lots of polyphenols in the veggies, leafy greens, dark colors, reds, yellows, greens, those provide really, really important polyphenols for human beings. So,
okay. So there you go,
I'll
David.
Talk to you about that.
Okay, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it.
And with that, it reminds me, by the way, that opens up a line. We do have a couple of lines open at 800-465-8770. I always get a kick out of, you know, how some people, you know, that sort of has a logic to it.
It does.
But he said, but I have a pretty good friend, actually, very sophisticated, very successful businessman who won't eat anything with a face. So he won't eat.
Good, I'm safe.
You're safe. But, you know, he won't even eat fish because the fish has a face. And he's convinced himself that that's the appropriate thing to do.
Does he eat jellyfish?
I don't know.
There are no faces on jellyfish.
That's right. Well, maybe he can
eat jellyfish.
Actually, Asians eat jellyfish. My wife eats jellyfish.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like what, in a soup or a stew?
Or they dry it and mince it. Yeah. You'll find Chinese markets have jellyfish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See?
Did not know that.
It's a crazy world we live in. And it's wonderful, hey, actually, all the variety.
Again, human beings. We eat anything that doesn't eat us first.
Sure.
That's just the way people are made. That's why we thrive in every niche on the planet. Mm-hmm. Because we are so adaptable.
That's something. All right. Welcome. Okay. Now, we need your calls, 800-465-8770. When we come back, Susan from Puyallup has a question about chewable supplements. Oh, that's a good question.
Okay.
Good question. And then you can call at, again, 800-465-8770. And in 14 minutes or thereabouts, we've got Dr. Reuben Maiden going to be with us, a cardiologist. You might want to call in right now with your heart-oriented questions. That's a good idea. There's nobody like Dr. Reuben Maiden, and he'll be here in less than 15 minutes. 800-465-8770.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido, and I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy, but since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you
are. Ooh, I just got a text from Dr. Reuben Maiden, and he is here.
Uh-huh.
Would shall we flip a coin?
Shall we go for coffee then?
Yeah.
Hey, don't leave me here. We could get in big.
I'll stay. I'll let her go to the door and grab you. Which door is he at?
He didn't say. I'm assuming the front door.
She'll check one of the
He's
other.
Never come in the back, so.
All right.
That's right. All right. Again, our number, if you've got questions, and again, Dr. Reuben Maiden will be here momentarily, 800-465-8770. Let's take a call from Susan in Puyallup. Susan, welcome.
Hello, Susan.
Thank you for taking my call. A question, I am a patient at Longevity, doing very well, and I'm taking a relief factor one, sometimes twice a day, plus a number of other supplements. It's a lot of pills. My question is, are you considering making them in either a chewable or liquid form? And then another question about, may I open the capsules and put the contents in a smoothie or something? Mm-hmm. Would they lose their effectiveness?
They will not lose their effectiveness.
Okay.
You need to turn off the radio in your background, if you could.
I don't have the radio on.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm wondering why I have an echo.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The resveratrol is pretty bitter, so you need to put in something with a strong, sweet taste to cover that up. But, yes, I do have patients who can't swallow pills very well. And, you know, it's in gelatin capsules, and you can just throw the whole capsule in and blend it.
Yeah.
The blender will just chop it up, and the the gelatin melts into the slurry.
You know, the interesting thing, Susan, this happens all the time. In fact, Pat Boone's wife, Shirley, had severe neck and shoulder pain, what have you, but she's had a lifelong disdain or inability to swallow pills. It wasn't so much the number of pills. She just had a really difficult time swallowing pills. And it kept her from taking the product. So that's what they did. They just put it into yogurt and smoothies and things like that. And, oh, my golly, she was one happy lady.
Yeah. So, yes, it won't make them ineffective in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
There you go.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. I think we've got Dr. Maiden coming down the hall momentarily. We don't, at Longevity, you haven't manufactured any chewable supplements,
no,
have you ever?
Haven't, no.
Is there a reason for that?
It's mostly finding things that you either have to keep the doses very, very low, or you have to limit yourself to things that taste decent.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the more potent supplements that we want people to take have pretty noxious taste to them.
Sure.
That's why they fit better in a gelatin capsule, so you swallow it whole. But, you know, some of the low-dose vitamins and stuff, you know, the gummy bears and chewables and stuff, you can make those. But I tend to go for things that have a lot more oomph to it.
Sure.
With higher doses, and they don't all taste real sweet. So we're better with capsules.
Sounds good to me. And welcome to you, Dr. Reuben Maiden. How you doing, guy?
Good. Working hard.
That's
good.
You are. You always have worked hard. Your schedule is insane. I'm glad you're busy, but that's the life of a popular cardiologist, right?
It is. And, of course, there's been a lot of increase in workload during the pandemic.
Increase?
Yes.
Why would there be an increase?
Well, first of all, COVID can affect the heart in several ways. So we're seeing the manifestations of that. I think, secondly, our world is under a high level of stress.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, stress exacerbates heart disease, raises blood pressure, raises heart rate, you know, raises stress hormones, all those things that can produce exacerbations of heart failure or heart attacks. And then a lot of people are waiting. They really are hesitant to come to a medical center.
They're afraid they're going to catch COVID if they go to the doctor.
They are. They're definitely afraid of that. And so people are staying home when they're having problems. They may be having chest pain and trying to just wait through it.
Mm.
Not a good idea.
No. And so we're seeing people arriving sicker. They're later in their disease process. Maybe their heart attack has now gone on for a day instead of an hour.
Oh, boy.
And so it's a lot more damage to the heart. The people need a lot more care. And so I think, and then a lot of people are just delaying their routine care. You know, like they need to come in and get checked for their blood pressure or for their cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing that. They're hoping to wait and avoid coming to medical centers, avoid coming to doctor's offices, and appropriately avoid being out any more than they need to. But they don't know that things have gotten out of control and they're not being well managed, and that exacerbates the condition. So there really has been a backlog and a intensity of severity.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sort of jumped in at the deep end of the pool real quickly. How on earth did we get to know you? Well, for one thing, you have been my son's and my wife's cardiologist for, I think, 30 years. Yes.
Yes.
And you're mine. Thank you, by the way. I'm here. I'm alive because of you. That means a great deal to me.
and to me, you're very welcome.
Well,
of course, he blames me for the stress.
Yeah.
Well, Well, he's right.
But, you know, I'd rather cause stress than receive it.
So, but isn't
it's always better to give than to receive, isn't it? Guys? I think it's biblical.
Oh, I remember the experience with you. Literally, I've told people, probably 10,000 people, that you saved my life on the table that day. And truly, I'm also equally grateful for this lady right here, because she sat after doing my lab work review, and I remember it clear as a bell. You said, well, you know, Pete, your numbers are not that bad. She said, but I just have this feeling, and I think, would you mind doing this test, a calcium score test? Insurance doesn't cover it, big deal, and, you know, but would you mind? I'd really like to take a look at that, the calcium score. So I went in and had it done. And a week and a half later, I'm sitting having a mocha on the beach on Maui, and she calls me. And she said, Pete, I am so sorry. I don't normally call patients or even friends. We're friends, but patients. And she said, calcium scores run up to 400 and yours used to be at 100 and something, which is not maybe that bad. And yours is now 537. You have a serious problem. You are now a vegetarian, she said. She said, put down that mocha. And you are now a vegetarian until further notice. Not forever, but till further notice. The day I got back, I went and saw you, sir.
Yes.
And the next day, or close to it, there was you snuck me in, actually. It was sort of you shifted things around. And you, I don't know how to exactly tell that story, but you literally saved my life. Do you mind telling the story?
Well, you had developed some severe blockages in your arteries that actually had become unstable. You, like a lot of people, had not recognized that the symptoms you were having were really your heart. A lot of times people think it's, a little bit of reflux, a little bit of musculoskeletal discomfort.
Mm-hmm. Low energy.
Low energy, exactly. And in women, the symptoms are even less clear.
Yes,
it might be just feeling something doesn't feel right, or I'm depressed. And people have to have a high level of suspicion, like Dr. Umat did for you, in order to go farther. And so you had some serious blockages, and one of your arteries was very unstable. And even just touching it with catheters and balloons led to further destabilization of the artery, and it required really an extensive reconstruction, and you were very unstable during the reconstruction. This artery controls heart rate and blood pressure, so you were one of those very exciting procedures.
I remember it actually because I was awake. I maybe a Valium or something with the procedure, and things were just fine for about 10 minutes. The music was playing. You were talking. Just, we'll tell the rest of the story. I forgot we got a clock here, but I'm just so grateful. The rest of the story when we come back, but we've got Dr. Reuben Maiden with us, our cardiologist here, and we want you to ask him anything you want to ask him
about the heart.
Well,
or life and philosophy.
Okay.
Life and philosophy, but, you know, he's not big on toenails, guys. So.
800-465-8770. The rest of the story and the number of stents I now have in my body when we come back.